Welcome to Men in Charge in Briefs. I'm Scott Herrick.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today's episode is sponsored by City Ducks. Don't let them peck you.
So, Tony, as you well know by this point, we're looking for people to, once they hear the episode, to write in and tell us what they think the implicit question underlying the episode is. And what happens if they get it right?
Well, if you get it right, and we bother to read exactly what you wrote, you could win a valuable prize.
And now it's time for Trapped Like Rats, a.k.a. Cornered Like Lemmings, with what the House of Guinness Book of Records says is the largest number of cast members on a radio show where everyone is imprisoned. Now, there are two teams of brave resistors against their unseen captor. It's kind of like Squid Games, but much less murdery. Last time on the show, we heard this.
Well, Army, the bad news is that you're a murderer. Good news is this makes the teams equal in members. Morag and me, Army and Carla.
Well, apologies, listener. I guess that part is just the slightest bit murdery. But let's follow the escape attempt of Army Akimbo with his curiously well-developed forearms and Carla Dennis, co-host of Cornered Like Lemmings. It was, of course, Army who accidentally murdered Carla's co-host, Todd Chapelboom, with a mazer.
This mysterious complex we're trapped like rats in is maddening. Studios within studios, green rooms that let right onto torture chambers.
It must have an end somewhere, or we'll circle around and meet up with the other two somehow.
So bright, I can't see past the pool of light they put us in.
It's one agony after another. Sometimes I wonder how much time has passed up in the real world since I was captured and dumped on the set of our show, Cornered Like Lemmings.
Years, probably. All your relatives could be dead now.
Oh, geez, that's hardly funny, Army. Also, remember how you murdered Todd?
You think that I chortle like 1,000 men? Have you measured my chest cavity? I'm puckish, dammit.
The laughter, it's unreal. Oh, no. Oh, no, I think I just figured out where we are.
A sitcom!
Specifically a Thursday night sitcom from the 90s, probably on NBC.
Really? Why did you say that?
Well, look at these pastels, and the studio audience is starting to get involved with more reactions than just laughter and applause.
Well, wherever we are, we've got to get out. Wait, I have an idea. Do you think there's a live audience out there in the donut of darkness that surrounds us?
I do believe so, yes. But as I mentioned earlier, I've been drinking a lot lately.
Okay, there's only one guaranteed way out of a 90s sitcom in front of a live audience.
Would you care to share this revelation with the whole class?
Oh, yes. I think I'd have to say something like, whoever the it was who dumped us on our in this blasted labyrinth, they'd better hope they'd never meet me, because I'll so hard they'll be to the moon and back.
Hey, that's salty. Hey, the lights.
Profanity before a live studio audience on a family program. You are canceled. Canceled.
That's all the time we have today for Trapped Like Rats, etc. Next time, we'll hear Army Akimbo say,
ah, if this is what it means to be kicked off the air, color me canceled every time.
So, Tony, did anybody write in with the correct implicit question?
Well, let us be the judge of that. Biff Thankless from Beaver Falls, PA asks, what? Where am I? I don't think that's right to you.
That's pretty explicit, and it's troubling.
It is troubling, but wrong.
But people who are not always wrong are our cast. Kevin Decker, Tony Flynn, Sarah O'Hare, Scott Herrick, and this episode was written by Kevin Decker.
And we'd also like to thank the man who still has the garden hose he borrowed from you 11 years ago, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, don't be a fascist.